rhcashhow.co.uk.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Oh, hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Keir Starmer has announced that more than 7.5 million workers will be trained to use AI by 2030. The Prime Minister says the technology can be hugely transformative for the UK and it'll be absolutely central to our defence strategy. Addressing London Tech Week, he outlined how it can improve public services.
We're looking at how can AI speed up discharges from hospitals, hugely important. Same with the asylum backlog. How can AI and tech help us? Or teachers? Helping them personalise the lessons for their pupils.
A 9-year-old girl and a man have died in a house fire in West Yorkshire. It broke out at a property in Heckmondwike on Sunday morning. An 11-year-old girl is in a critical condition in hospital and police say they don't believe there are any suspicious circumstances. Ukraine says Russia has launched more than 470 drones in the biggest overnight bombardment of the war so far. The Air Force says the barrage targeted mainly central and western areas of the country and that most were intercepted. Sources say the Home Office and the Treasury are yet to reach a deal ahead of Wednesday's spending review. There are reports of an above-inflation boost for policing, but that could lead to cuts elsewhere in the department. Health is expected to be highlighted as one of Rachel Reeves' top priorities. Telecoms Minister Sir Chris Bryant says it'll lead to a radical transformation.
So that you get back to the levels of satisfaction with the NHS that we had in 2010 when the Labour government left, rather than the levels of satisfaction in the NHS that we had when the Tories left, which were at rock bottom.
Warmer weather is on the way, but forecasters are also warning of thunderstorms. The Met Office says temperatures could reach 29 degrees by Friday, but it'll be humid for much of the UK as the warm air comes in from Iberia and France. As for today, becoming cloudier for most, rain will spread in from the west, but staying dry and warm in the south, a high of 20 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon. Here's our 11s and bang on time. The trolley, how I've missed it. The Tiffin trolley in Bangalore was all well and good, but it didn't bring Mozart.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
beautiful, the finale of Vivaldi's B-flat cello concerto, Zollgebetta, our soloist with Capella Gabetta. And before that, we heard Ivo Dudler with Camerata Schweiz under Howard Griffiths playing the finale of Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4. Welcome back, AA. I hope you feel rested. Well, I do in a way, Jan. In Can't Make Its Mind Up Weatherwise, Devon. I do. I'll feel a bit more rested, I think, once I've had a decent sleep in my own bed, I think. Welcome back from India. Such a fascinating country. Best regards, Gordon in Bristol. Thank you so much. Yes, isn't it? My word. An action-packed fortnight there. Wonderful. There'll be a programme coming out, I should think, later in the year on Channel 5. All about it. Now, in a moment or two, we should be hearing a first track from my brand new Classic FM album of the week, which comes from the French guitarist Raphaël Feuillatre. First, though, this lovely Schubert, written in 1813, when the lad was only 16. Thank you. That is the third movement of Schubert's Symphony No. 1, Heinz Holliger, conducting the Basel Chamber Orchestra. Well, it is time for the first track from my Classic FM album of the week, and it is a new release from the French guitarist Raphaël Féart. When Raphaël Féart was given the opportunity to play guitars owned by three of Spain's greatest composers, he leapt at the chance. And for this, his second album, which is called Spanish Serenades, he's created a program built around works by Albéniz, Lulbe and Tárrega, adding others by their compatriots, Granados and Rodrigo. Talented and prolific arranger, Féart plays five of his own inventive transcriptions of works for solo piano. These include Granados' Andaluza, which he performs with the violinist María Dueñas. But today, let's start on familiar ground. This is Tárrega's Recuerdos de la Alhambra.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
That is the Glasgow theme from Love Actually by Craig Armstrong. Cecilia Weston was conducting the studio orchestra. And before that, we heard Raphael Feart playing Tárrega's Recuerdos de la Alhambra. That is the first track from my Classic FM album of the week. You are listening to Classic FM, where it is time for Beethoven.
Thank you.
second movement, far from slow, from Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. That was the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra under Manfred Honeck. Well, in a moment or two, we shall be hearing a work by the Brazilian pianist and composer Ernesto Nazareth and the finale of Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1. First, though, here's word from our calm sister station at Classic FM. Everyone needs a calm sister.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
FM.
Second movement of Leopold Mozart's Concerto for Trumpet and Two Horns, various soloists with the Oxford Philharmonic Orchestra under Marios Papadopoulos. This is Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Isn't that wonderful? Written in 1910 by Ernesto Nazareth. In fact, one of his most popular works, unsurprisingly. Odeon, it's called. Gabriela Montero was our pianist. And before that, we heard the third and final movement of Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1. Joshua Bell, the soloist there with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. AA, good morning. Could you please say hello to my wife, Diane, who is sewing, making quilts, listening to you, as she does on many mornings. Thank you. Charles in Norfolk. Well, Charles, lovely to hear that. And Diane, lovely to have you listening as well. In fact, in Diane's honour, I think we should have both pomp and circumstance. the Halle Orchestra, under the baton of Mark Elder, and that was Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance, March number one. Well, that brings us up to news and weather time with Simon, but there is tons more wonderful music to come very shortly on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
When you contact your insurance company, you want to speak with a real person. At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on, and that means providing outstanding personal service. With NFU Mutual, you can easily speak to your local agent or call our UK team. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, some 9 million pensioners in England and Wales will receive the winter fuel payment this year. The allowance, worth up to £300, will be restored to the vast majority of older people who previously received it. Classic FM's political editor Natasha Clark has more details.
Labour suffered a huge political backlash last summer when they announced plans to take the winter fuel payments from around 10 million pensioners. Today, they've announced plans to give that back to around 8 million of them, after a major U-turn from Sir Keir Starmer last month, following their loss of the Runcorn by-election to Reform. Everyone with an income of below £35,000 a year will get the extra cash this winter, and only the very richest won't qualify. It's expected to cost £1.25 billion to reinstate those payments, but the Treasury hasn't said yet how it'll be paid for.
A 9-year-old girl and her father have died in a house fire in West Yorkshire. Another girl, aged 11, is in a critical condition in hospital after the fire broke out in Heckmondwike on Sunday morning. It's not being treated as suspicious. Sir Keir Starmer says artificial intelligence makes us more human. The Prime Minister's promised more than 7 million workers will be trained in using AI by 2030, and skills will also be taught in schools. He's used a speech to say the technology will be hugely transformative. The NHS says hundreds of thousands more regular blood donors are needed in England to meet demand. Officials say there has been a rise in the number of people registering in the last year, but less than a quarter of them have gone on to donate. Uriah Rennie, the Premier League's first black referee, has been described as a true gentleman following his death aged 65. He officiated in more than 300 games between 1997 and 2008. And the weather becoming cloudier for most today. Rain will spread in.